chapters 1 and 2.
今天我们要看的是约伯记第一二章。
I suggest also that after we talk about it today, that you go back and read chapters 1 and 2 once more, thinking about what we talk about.
今天我们讲完之后呢，我希望回家你再去把一章、二章读一遍，来思想一下我们今天所讲的。
Chapters 1 and 2 are very important for us to know the background of the story. This is rattling.
Can you repeat what you said?
Chapters 1 and 2 are very important for us to understand the background of the story.
一章二章对于我们要理解这个背景是很重要的。
But it's also important for you to remember that no one in the book of Job knows what has happened in chapters 1 and 2.
但是你要记住，在约伯记里边所出现的所有的人物，没有一个人有这个第一章、二章的这个知识，他并不了解发生了什么。
Job does not know what happened in heaven that brought on his suffering.
但是约伯他是不知道说是在天堂上所发生的这一切，导致了他在地上所经历的这一切。
Which is more important, that I be clear or that you be clear?
I don't know. They are trying to adjust. Should be fine. No worry. Just keep.
The friends don't know what has happened in heaven.
约伯的朋友并不知道这个天堂上所发生的事情。
And so when we look at what Job says about God, when we look at what the friends say, remember, we know some background that they don't know.
你要记住，当你读这些对话的时候呢，我们有这些有些知道这个背景，但是他们是完全不知道的。
You've probably heard this saying that everyone has 20/20 hindsight.
Hindsight,
looking backwards, we can always figure out what should have happened.
我们其实都有点像那个事后诸葛亮，我们看到知道事情发生之后，我们才知道哦，原来是那样的。
Job doesn't know what happened in heaven as the background. So always remember that as you read.
约伯在并不，你要记，一直要记住，就是说约伯他不知道在天堂上这一切发生的这个背景是什么情况。
So the book begins. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.
在约伯记开始于说乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯。
And it tells us this about him.
他这里是这样描述他的。
That man was blameless and upright.
那人完全正直。
He feared God.
敬畏神。
He turned away from evil.
远离恶事。
Remember that later in the book.
一直要记住这个，在你后边读到后边篇章的时候，一直记住这个对他的描述。
That from the very beginning we are told this character of Job.
我们要记住这个约伯的他对他的描述。
Then we learn, verse 2, there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
第二集讲到他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys.
他的家产有7,000羊、3,000骆驼、500对牛、500母驴。
Very many servants.
并有许多仆婢。
So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east.
这人在东方人中就为至大。
The first thing I want you to see in the prologue is that we learn about the complete innocence of Job.
在这个刚开始的这个对白中呢，首先讲到了约伯的他的完全正直。
He is not guilty of any sin.
他没有就是说犯任何罪。
He is suffering without cause.
他是受苦，却是没有缘由的受苦。
And these first verses give us a picture of the blessings in his life.
第一个呢，这几节讲到了约伯的他的生活，他所受的蒙福。
He has a happy family life.
他有一个很好的、很幸福的家庭。
7 sons, 3 daughters.
七个儿子，三个女儿。
7 and 3 were numbers that signify completeness, fullness.
七和三呢，这个表示了一个完整的一个数字，一个丰满的、完满的数字。
He loves his family. He cares for them.
他爱他的家庭，他也照顾他的家庭。
If I read on verses 4 and 5, it tells that his sons gather together for a feast.
在第四节他讲到他的儿子呢，按着宴日子呢，就是摆设宴席。
Their sisters come and eat and drink with them.
然后就请他们的姐妹们来跟他们一起吃喝。
Verse 5, when the days of the feast had ended,
但是第五节讲到筵宴的日子过了。
Job would send and sacrifice, give sacrifices for them.
约伯就打发人去叫他们自洁。
And read, look at this with me, verse 5.
请大家一起来看第五节。
For Job said, it may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
约伯就老是就说恐怕我儿子犯了罪心中弃掉神。
I don't know how your Chinese translation has for that.
They only mentioned a son, they didn't mention daughter, so it should be children. 他就说恐怕我的孩子犯了罪心中弃掉心中诅咒神。
But this word cursing God in their hearts is really kind of an unfortunate translation.
那个英文的是其实那个翻译层它不是弃掉英文的翻译层是亵渎神。
I hope the Chinese did a better job than English.
China that means forsake God. I think that's forsake God or leave God,
okay.
Abandon God, something like that.
Okay, here is the idea behind that word.
它那个英文那个弃掉的词的意思是，或者说翻译成亵渎的意思是。
The best way to say it would be this.
最好的一个理解解释就是。
He offered sacrifices.
约伯去献祭。
For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and spoken lightly of God."
他就说。恐怕我的孩子们呢，就是说他们犯罪，就是他们对神不敬。
The idea is this.
这个想法是这样的。
For Job, God is first in everything.
对约伯来讲，神在所有的事情上都是第一位的。
No matter what he is doing, God is first.
不管他做任何事情，神永远是第一位的。
And he says, but maybe my children in their partying and their fun have just kind of taken God for granted.
就是他就是害怕的是说可能我的孩子在他们的这个筵宴之中在他们的快乐之中他们可能就把神当成理所当然视为理所当然
He says perhaps they have spoken lightly of God
他的意思就是说他们是不是对神说话有点不太尊敬有点轻视这样
So it is not saying that he thinks they've committed some terrible sin
他并不是意味着约伯说他的孩子犯了很严重的罪
All of this is giving a picture though of a man who'sRelationship with God is incredibly important to him.
就是说，这些都告诉我们，他对约伯来讲，他和神的关系是非常重要的。
He has a happy family life.
他有个很幸福的家庭。
Unparalleled wealth.
就是没有无与伦比的财富，富有。
The sheep, the camels. This is in a world where your estate, your value, your wealth was measured in livestock.
在那个时候呢，对你财富的衡量在于你有多少家产、多少牲畜。
And he is the wealthiest man in his world.
在他的那个世界中，他是最就是最富有的人。
Now, I think one reason that's told here is this.
在这里边告诉我们的一个观点，一点就是。
In fact, let me give you a test and see.
我给大家一个测试。
Okay, here is the test.
这个测试在于。
At the end of the book of Job.
在约伯的结尾部分
After all has finished,
所有发生的这一切
Remember that God gives Job back all of his wealth.
神又把那个约伯过去所有的一切的财富
He has double of everything.
他在他所有的 一切都双倍的给他
And he is wealthy even more than at the beginning.
他比刚开始的事情的刚开始故事的刚开始还要富有
Here is the test question
这个是我们要问的这个问题
Does that prove that God was happy with Job and that Job had been right
是不是神就是说因为 What's that mean? Can you
Does the fact that Job gets all of his wealth back prove that God was happy with Job and that Job was right
是不是神给了约伯加倍的赐福把他的财产加倍就意味着现在神对约伯是满意了约伯是对的
How many say yes? Job getting back all of the blessings shows he was right in God's eyes
是不是约伯我们认为就是约伯他有因为他得到了加倍的祝福所以这个就证明了约伯是对的约伯是完全正直的
How many say no?
多少人说不是
Okay If you said yes,
如果你是那个认为 是对的话
you would have to be on the side of Job's friends.
那你其实是认同约伯的朋友的。
Because, think about it.
想一想，想一想。
If his wealth at the end proves that God is happy,
如果在他最后结尾，他所得到的财富才证明神是对他高兴。
Then losing his wealth proves that God is unhappy, right?
那就证明了，就说当他 那个失去了他所有的一切，就认为神对他是不满、不高兴的、不满意的。
And that's what the friends think.
那不就是他朋友所说的吗？
What does Job's wealth at the end of the book prove about his relationship with God?
他在那个最后他所得到的加倍的财富是证明了他和神的关系是怎么样的呢？
And the answer is nothing.
这个答案是
It doesn't prove anything.
他所得到的加倍的财富什么都没有证明。
We'll come back to that 6 or 7 or 8 weeks from now.
我们到最后再过6到7个星期我们会讲到那个结尾。
But what I'm wanting you to see right now is this.
我现在想让大家看到
的是 The fact that Job was wealthy does not prove that God was happy with him.
他约伯再次变得富有并不是就证明了神对他是高兴的，对他是满意的，这个并不。
But,
但是同
in their world,
在他们的那个世界当中
in our world,
也在我们的世界当中
and to pick on you who raised your hand,、
就是、
in the world of those who raised their hands,
在我们这些刚才举手的人当中
we naturally think
我们自然而然的就会觉得
that success is a sign of God's blessing, right?
我们就会自然而然就很容易的自然的觉得说成功就是神对你满意对你高兴的一个标志。
And so when his friends saw that Job was wealthiest of all the people, they think, ah, God is blessing him.
所以我们看到约伯在东方人中为自大又特别的有才特别富有的时候他的朋友就说神对他是很高兴的。
The problem is,
但是问题在于
if we measure God's blessing that way,
如果我们用这个来衡量神对我们是否满意
and suddenly all the wealth is erased,
突然之间约伯就一无所有。
Then we have to assume
然后我们就会假设
that God is now angry.
现在神对我是很生气的。
Okay?
对不对？
Chapter 1,
但是第一章
when Job is incredibly wealthy and happy, God is blessing him.
但约伯就是难以自信的这种富有和幸福的时候说明神在祝福他。
Chapter 41, when Job is incredibly wealthy,God is blessing him.
但是在第42章，就是神对他，就是约伯又非常的富有的时候，神在祝福他。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想让大家看到的是
，Chapter 3,
第三章的时候
，When Job has nothing,
当约伯是一无所有的时候
，except a little piece of broken pottery to use to scrape his sores,
只有说从那个瓦那个破碎的瓦片来刮他的那个窗的时候
，and he is saying.I wish I could die.
他当他说我希望我都死了我早死我没活着
As hard as it is to believe.
就是虽然是很难相信
God is blessing him.
神仍然在祝福他
Because to be blessed by God means to have God's approval.
什么叫被神蒙神祝福呢就是说你让神得到神的赞扬神的赞同
And in chapter 1, Job has God's approval.
在第一章呢神是赞扬约伯
In chapter 41, Job has God's approval.
在最后42章约伯也有神的赞扬
And in chapter 3,
也有神的赞成
Job has God's approval.
有神的认可在第三章约伯也有神的认可
We must never measure God's approval by the circumstances that we see in our life.
我们永远不能说用神是否认可我们用我们的所处的环境来决定是否神认可我们赞扬我们
Yes, he's wealthy.
是的他很富有
Yes, the people around think that that's evidence that God is blessing him.
他周围的人也就是觉得因为他的这个富有就是神祝福他的一个证据
Psalm 37
诗篇37篇是这么说的
The writer of the psalm says this
在这个诗篇的作者是这么说
I've been young and now I am old
我从前年幼现在年老
I have not seen the righteous forsaken
却未见过义人被弃
or his children begging for bread
也未见过他的后裔讨饭
Now that's a wonderful thing
那是不是很棒
And I've heard some wonderful, wonderful sermons on that scripture
我也听到过一些在根据这些经节所讲的很好的道
Psalm says if you serve God God will bless you and you will never go hungry
就是这里说诗篇上讲了如果你 你对神忠心，你服侍神，神永远不会让你饿肚子。
It's a nice sermon.
那是不是一个很好的一个正道，一个讲道
？But
但是
，Job saw a righteous man begging bread.
约伯确实看到过义人讨饭。约伯在约伯记里有讲到这里。
Jesus said.
约伯耶稣说。
There was a rich man.
那边有一个富人。
Who was wicked.
那个这个富人挺邪恶的。
And outside his gate.
但是在他的门外。
Was a man who was righteous.
有一个义人。
Who had never read Psalm 37.
这个义人从来没有读过诗篇三十七篇。
And was begging bread.
但是在那边是讨饭的。
We cannot equate.Spiritual blessing with physical circumstances.
我们永远不能说把这个属灵上的祝福等同于这个现在你所处的这个现实的环境。
It is possible.
有可能的是。
To serve God faithfully.
你很忠心的服侍神。
To pay your tithe.
你也是真的是十一奉献
to give to missions
你也是支持这个宣教
and to go bankrupt
但是你却会破产
you realize that?
你意识到这个吗
we are not guaranteed any kind of financial prosperity just because we serve God faithfully
你不能就是说因为你不能保证就是说因为我忠心的服侍神我就会有这个经济上的富裕
now Psalms is right.
这个诗篇讲的是对的。
God does care for his children.
神会照看他的儿女。
But it is not an absolute promise that none of God's children will ever suffer hunger.
但是这个却不是一个绝对的一个保证，就是说，哦，只要你是神的孩子，你就永远不会挨饿。
Job helps us to understand that.
约伯就帮助我们了解这个。
We're looking at his character.
我们看到约伯的那个他的这个品格。
A happy family.
他是有一个幸福的家庭。
Great wealth.
他也很有钱。
Respected in society.
他在这个社会上也是受人尊敬的。
Later in chapter 29.
在第二十九节，第二十九章讲到。
Job is going to look backwards.
约伯就回顾他过去的生活。
And he's going to remember this.
他就记得说。
He's going to say, I remember the days when God watched over me.
他说，我就记得过去神保守我的日子。
When I sat in the gate of the city, that means he was one of the leaders.
他说我出到城门，他当时是当地的领袖。
It says, when I sat down, the young men just stepped back.
他说少年人见我而回避。
Says, even the old stood when I walked in.
老年人也起身站立。
Princes quit talking.
王子都停止说话。
The nobles stopped.
首领静默无声。
People listened and kept silence, waiting for me to speak.
大家都在听我讲话。
And after I spoke, no one else spoke.
在他讲完话之后，就没有人再说话。
His wisdom was kind of like everyone here looks at Dr. Wingham.
他的智慧就像我们在这边温牧师，大家都很敬仰。
When he has spoken, we are all silent.
当文武师一讲话，我们大家都不讲话。
But remember what happened to Job.
但是你要文武师记住。
Are you starting to itch a little bit? That's boils coming.
你是不是有点开始担心了？
He says, "I sat, I live like a king among his troops."
他说，我在我的人民当中，好像王一样。
He was respected. He was honored.
他很被大家都非常的尊重他。
Now I'm going to give you another test.
我现在再给大家一个另外一个考试。
This time I expect 100% answers.
我这次是希望一个百分之百的回答。
When Job is honored and respected in his society,
当约伯在他的社会中被尊崇、被尊敬的时候
，is that proof?
也被敬仰的时候，那是不是就证明了
that God is happy with Job?
是不是约伯就是证明了神对约伯是很高兴的
How many say yes?
多少人会说是的
You're getting smarter, all right, good
大家都不举手了大家这次都不举手都越来越聪明了
How many say no?
多少人说是不是的这次都举手了
This is an incredibly brilliant class
大家可真是聪明，第一个没人举手，第二个通通说不是都举手。
We didn't do so well on the first question.
我们在第一个问题上。
But you are fast learners.
I think we should have an honest like a test. This is more like an honest test.
When Job is looked up to by his society,
当约伯在社会中非常被尊敬敬仰的时候，
God was happy with Job.
神对约伯很高兴，很满意。
But
但是
when those same people, Job is going to say in chapter 30.
当这些同一个人群在约伯在第三十章讲到
When those same people would mock and laugh at him because of his condition now
因为他现在的所处的境况这同一群人开始就嘲笑他的时候
God was happy with Job
神仍然对约伯其实是高兴是满意的
Do not measure your relationship with God by financial and physical blessings
不要就是说来衡量神对你的祝福用外在的这个经济状况或者是你所处的状态
Do not measure your relationship with God by what other people, how they view you and your position in society
也不要说从外人怎么来看你在社会上的位置来衡量你跟神的关系
Those things are not how God looked at Job
那个不是神来如何那些事情不是神衡量约伯的
But here is the key for how God saw Job
这个就是神如何看待约伯的关键
Chapter 1 verse 8
在第一章第八节说到
The Lord said to Satan
耶和华问撒旦说
Have you considered my servant Job?
你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有
There is none like him on earth
地上再没有人像他
He is the wealthiest man of the east
他是这个东方自大的最有钱的
And he is respected by everyone
他是被所有的人尊敬仰
Is that what it says?
是不是这样说的？神是不是这么说的
？No，
不是这样说的。
Because that's not how God was measuring him.
那不是神来衡量他的标
准。That's what we see.
那是我们所衡量的。
But what God said.
但是神看到的是
，He is blameless and upright.
他完全正直。
He fears God.
敬畏神。
And he turns away from evil.
远离恶事。
Now here's one of the important things that I want you to see from this introduction.
我想让大家从这个引言所看到的一个重要的一个地方是
And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands.
这次我不会让大家举手回答问题
Because this one I want you to be honest about, and it hurts.
因为我想让大家对这个问题诚实，然后这个问题会不那么舒服
When you're completely honest with yourself.
当你对自己完全敞开、完全诚实的时候
Which matters more?Which matters more?
什么对你更重要
The wealthiest man of the East who everyone looks up to
最有钱的人然后所有人都很尊重你敬仰你高看你
Or for God to say
或者是让神来说
There is someone who is blameless and upright
有一个人他完全正直
Who fears me
敬畏我
runs from evil
然后远离恶事
Do you see the two set of qualifications?
你看到这两个衡量标准了吗
And unfortunately,
但是不幸的是
that first group is easier to see.
我们能看到这个外在第一组第一个标准
And it looks better on your resume.
你这样的话在你的那个简历上也是看得很好
And the second group is hard to see.
第二个呢那个是很难看出来的
And will not get you a promotion in most jobs.
就算是那样你有这样的品格也不会让你在工作中被提升
And so it's easy for the first group of qualifications to start to matter more
所以呢很容易的就是让这个外在的这个东西呢对你更重要
Now in chapter 1 Job had both groups
在第一章的约伯记第一章约伯这两个标准都有这两个衡量标准都有他也自由
He's respected,
他也很被尊重
Happy family,
他有很幸福的家庭
And
同时呢
Blameless, upright, fears God,
敬畏神
avoids evil
远离恶事
But when he loses the first group of qualities
但是当他失掉了第一个部分的时候
His family is dead
他的家庭死了很多
His wealth is gone
他的钱也都没了，他的财产都没了。
And the community looks at him as a horrible person.
然后他的那个社会成群，那个阶层看他都是一个很糟糕的一个失败者。
He still has.
他仍然还具备 完全正直。
That's the one that matters most.
那个是更重要的。
But the temptation is.
但是这个诱惑，这个让人容易跌倒之处在于。
The first ones.
我们都会看外在的这个东西。
And the temptation for the friends was to measure the second group of qualities by what we could see in the first group.
对他的朋友来讲，他们的问题就在于他们把第二点，就是约伯的这个品格和他所得到的这个外在的这些。这些外在的这些祝福等同起来。
Job was blameless.
约伯是完全正直。
He feared God.
他敬畏神。
Both of those terms refer to his relationship to God.
这些都展示了他跟神的关系。
The word that is translated blameless.
在这里讲到这个正直完全。
Old translations used translated it perfect.
那个 Chinese is perfect.
Okay, good, good.
他说那个英文的是没有缺陷，中文翻译成是完全，其实就是那个原文的意思，就是完美完全。
When I get old, I'm going to learn Chinese so I can read.
我要再老一点，我要开始学中文，这样我可以读中文。
Well, now is too early.
现在我还太年轻，所以还不能学中文。
Most of the modern translations don't use the word perfect because they're afraid of it.
现在的很多这个英文的翻译呢，他们都不敢用完全这个词，因为这个词有点让人害怕。
Because we think that to be perfect means you never make a mistake.
我们认为这个完全完美，认为就是说你从来不会犯错。
And you know everything.
你所有的事情都知道。
But perfect here doesn't mean that.
但是在这里这个完全完美并不是这个意思。
Job is going to say some things in this book that are wrong.
约伯在这个书信这个这本书里面所说的一些东西有的也是错的。
He's going to say God is punishing me.
他说神在惩治我。
But God isn't punishing me.
但是神并没有惩治。
Perfect doesn't mean he knows everything.
完全完美并不认为并不意味着他知道所有的事情。
Perfect means
这个完全意味着
he has an unbroken relationship and fellowship with God.
认为他跟神有一个不间断的没有阻隔的一个关系。
His heart is undivided in his loyalty to God.
他的心对神是没有心怀二意，是一个完全的对神的一个纯全的心。
What matters most to him?
对约伯来讲最重要的就是
is pleasing God.
就是要讨神的喜悦。
Now, I gave you two test questions.
我刚才给了大家两套
问题。So far, a lot of you have a 50% on this exam.
现在我们大家的得分都是50分。
I'm going to give you a chance to bump that score up.
我给大家再有一个问题，可以让我们的分数调高一些。
Listen again. I'm jumping to chapter 29.
现在我又跳到第29章。
Job is looking back at his life.
约伯看他以前的生活，以前的景
况。And he gives this beautiful picture. I love this. Listen to this.
他很喜欢有一个很美的图片，我很喜欢。
Oh, that I were as in the days of old.
唯愿我的景况如从前的月份。
The days when God watched over me.
如神保守我的日子。
When his lamp shone on my head.
那时他的灯照在我头上。
By his light I walked through darkness.
我借他的光行过黑暗。
And I love this. When the friendship of God was on my tent.
那时我在帐幕中。神待我有密友之情。
Isn't that beautiful?
那是不是一个很美的图片？
Job says,
约伯说，
I didn't have to go to the tabernacle or the temple.
我不需要去圣殿或者去去帐幕。
God lived in my tent.
神就住在我的帐篷当中。
I had such a close relationship with him.
我跟神有这样如此亲密的关系。
That when I woke up in the morning,
当我早晨醒来的时候，
I could just say,
我就可以对神说
Good morning, God.
早晨好，神。
Unbroken fellowship.
一个没有阻拦的，一个没有任何阻隔的一个关系。
Now hold on to that.
然后大家不要放下28章。
The test question is coming.
现在我们下面就要问问题了，考试。
But I jump from chapter 29 to 30.
现在我们到30章。
From where Job is describing his past.
他是在二十九章，约伯回顾他过去的。
And now in chapter 30, he says, "This is what life is like now."
他现在在讲三十章，就讲他现在的生活。
Verse 20.
Thirty.
Twenty. Chapter chapter 30.
Yeah, chapter 30.
Verse 20.
Okay.
I cry to you, God, I cry to you for help and you do not answer.
主啊，我呼求你，你不应允我。
I stand and you only look at me.
我站起来，你就定睛看着我。
Job is saying, God, right here, I need help and you just look at me.
我对你说，神啊，我说我在这儿，我需要帮助。
You have turned cruel to me.
你向我变心，待我残忍。
And with the might of your hand, you persecute me.
又用大能追逼我。
Job says in 29, I remember when God lived in my tent.
29章约伯说，我记得神就住在我的帐篷之中。
But now I jump and I wave and say, wait, wait, I have a question. And you just stare at me and you ignore me completely.
我在神面前就是喊呼喊在那里说，我有问题，求你帮助我。神好像神就完全不理我。
All right, question three of today's exam.
今天的那个考试的第三道题。
In chapter 29,
第二十九章的时候，
God blessed Job and he felt his presence.
神用他的同在来祝福约伯。
In chapter 30,
在第三十章，
when Job feels like God has become his enemy,
当约伯感觉到神已经成为他的敌人。
Is Job still perfect, blameless, and upright, fearing God and in right relationship?
约伯是不是还是完在这个第三十章的情况下，约伯他觉得神是他的敌人，他是不是仍然是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶？
How many say yes?
多少人会说是的
？How many say no?
多少人说不是
？All right, we have a very good class of students.
我们今天这个课
，Most of you are two out of three now.
现在我们大家已经是
God is still happy with Job.
神仍然对约伯很高兴。
Job is still right in his relationship with God. He is still blameless.
约伯跟神的关系仍然是对的，然后他仍然是完全的。
He can't see it.
但是约伯却看不到这一点。
He can't see God's presence.
他没法看到神的同在。
But remember in chapter 29, God was in his tent.
但是记不记得二十九章神在他的帐篷之中
Guess where God is in chapter 30?
那神在三十章神在哪
Still in his tent.
神还住在他的帐篷之中
Don't judge your relationship with God by your money and financial and physical circumstances.
不要从你的那个经济上你的经济状况或者是你所处的环境中来判断你和神的关系
Don't judge your relationship with God.By how people around look at you and your reputation.
也不要说从周围的人如何来评价你，来看待你，来判断你和神的关系。
Don't even judge your relationship with God by how you feel about it.
甚至不要用你的感受，你对你和神的关系的感受来判断你和神的关系。
Because sometimes.
因为有的时候。
Satan can drive us to despair.
撒旦会把我们驱逐到一种，把我们弄到一种那种
绝望的境地。And we can't see God anywhere.
我们在什么地，我们完全看不到神。
But he's still there.
但是神还在那儿。
Yesterday I was reading a part of the journal of William Carey, an excerpt from William Carey's journal.
我昨天在读那个宣教士威廉Carey 的他的这个日记。
We remember William Carey, the great missionary to India.
他是一个去印度的最伟大的宣教士，到印度去的一个宣教士。
And the quote that always we put on the wall from William Carey is.
他所说的名言就是。
Do great, expect great things for God. How's it go? Attempt great things for God. Expect great things from God.
他就说。你要期attempt 就是说你要期待不是你要是为神努力去做大事也要期待神做大事
I told you when there was a question he was the one to ask
我告诉你们当我们有问题的时候可以去找温牧师
Now that quote is encouraging
对不对他的这个名言是很激动人心
Try great things for God and expect great things from him That's wonderful
为神努力去做大事也期待神做大事
But yesterday, I read a quote from him that I've never ever seen on a plaque on a wall.
昨天读到他的日记里边，他所讲的这些话永远不会成为至理名言，被人挂在墙上。
And I'm pretty sure I'll never see it.
我好像也从来没有看到过。
because he writes this in his journal.
因为在他的日记中他这么写。
I feel so cold and empty.
他说我觉得我如此的空虚冷淡。
I tried to testify to a Muslim today.
我今天想要向一个穆斯林的人做见证。
But I felt that I was as dark, my life was as dark as his.
但是我觉得我的生活跟他的生活一样的黑暗。
And I read that.
我就读到这个。
Had William Carey broken his walk with God? No.
约翰这个威廉跟这个 Carey 他是不是就是说跟神没有同行了呢？
He was living in obedience to God.
他过一个顺服神的生活。
He was still attempting great things from God. He was still expecting great things from God, but he wasn't seeing anything.
他仍然在试图为神做大事，他也在期待神能成就大事，但是他没有看到任何事情成就。
And William Carey ends up living in Job chapter 30.
现在呢，那个威廉在他写这个日记的时候，他就活在约伯记第三十章的景况当中。
What I want you to see is this.
我想让大家看到的是
We cannot.
我们不能
measure our walk with God by what we see.
我们不能看我用我们所我们眼见的来衡量我们跟神的同行。
Job was blameless. He feared God.
约伯是完全正直，他敬畏神。
Some point in his life.
但是在他的生命中的有些点上，有些时段，有些时间
，He is in such pain.
他是如此这么痛苦
，that he cannot see God.
他完全看不到神。
All right, we've seen his character.
我们看到约格的品格。
His relationship to God.
他和神的关系。
Then his relationship to others.
然后他和周围人的关系。
He is upright.
他正直。
He turns away from evil.
他远离恶事。
Later we'll look at chapter 31.
然后我们后边会讲到第三十一章。
And in chapter 31, Job is going to talk about how he treated other people.
三十一章会讲到约伯是怎么对待周围人的。
It is one of the most convicting chapters in all of the Old Testament.
在这个所有的旧约中，这是一个最让人一个怎么说最动人的、最让人感动的一章。
Because he's going to say things like this.
他会这样讲到。
I did not even wish for my enemy to suffer.
他我甚至不希望我的仇敌倒霉。
When my enemy was hungry,
我若见我的遭就是不让我的仇敌遭报我若当我的仇敌饥饿的时候，我会喂养他们。
Job is going to say, it's not just that I didn't do anything wrong. In my heart, I did not want anything wrong to my enemy.
他说，约伯说，我不仅没有做错事，而且在我的心里，我也没有期望，没有任何期待，任何恶事，没有想过任何不好的东西。
Now I've read some commentaries on Job 31 that say, Job is just proud.
在有些那个一些注经书上就会说，哦，约伯就是很骄傲。
Nobody could be that good.
没有人可以那么好。
But the commentaries are wrong.
但是这个注经书是错误的。
And the reason I know that is,
为什么我觉得他们，我知道他们是错误的呢？
Who is the first person that says Job was like that?
谁是第一个就是评价约伯说他是正直的？是神。
God is the one who says,
Job is
blameless, he's upright, he runs from evil.
远离恶事。
Now here's the question I want to ask you this
morning. 我想问大家。
This one isn't part of the test, only three questions on the test.
现在这个不是考试题，只有三
个考试题，有三个题，
或者你是得了五十分。
67, which used to be an F, I think now they bumped it up to a D.
或者是67分，过去那个67分是不及格，现在好像是可以及格。
Or a 33%,
或者你就是37分，那你就是没过。
Or a zero,
或者是零。
If you got a zero, it's okay. We love you anyway.
我就算你得零分，我们也爱你，没关系的。
You're a really bad student, but we still love you.
就算你不是个好学生，我们也很爱你。
Here's a question I want to ask you.
我想问大家的是。
God says.
神说。
It was blameless.
约伯是完全。
He was upright in his treatment of others.
他跟别人的关系都是一个处于一个正直的关系。
He feared God. He lived in right relationship with God.
他敬畏神，他跟神有一个正确的关系。
He ran from evil.
他远离恶事。
Here's my question.
我的问题就是
Is it possible to live that way today?
在我们现今的生活中，有没有可能还活出来这样过有这样的生命，有这样的生活？
For those of us in this room,
就我们所有在这个房间里的人。
Is it possible? I'm not just including Dr. Wingham.
我包括没有除了温温牧师，所有我们别的人。
Today, I don't know if y'all looked on the calendar, but today is National Pick on People Whose Last Name Starts with a W Day.
都是如果今天你去看，今天就是找这个姓温的人找茬的日子。
Is it possible?
有没有可能
？For you and I,
对我们来讲
，to live in a way,
我们的生命，我们的生活
，that God would say,
然后神可以说。
Brother Quincy,
王庆迪兄
is blameless and upright.
完全正直
He fears me.
他敬畏我
And he runs from evil.
然后远离恶事
Is that possible?
有没有可能
It is possible.
是可能的
It is possible.
是可能的
Should we want that?
我们是不是应该去渴望这些呢？渴望这样的评价呢？
Absolutely.
当然
Absolutely.
绝对的，我们需要能够有这样的评价，从神而来的评价。
So why doesn't it happen?
但是为什么却没有在现实生活中发生呢？
You see, part of the answer is this.
这个问题的答案一部分在于。
Are you saying I'm already there?
He said that.
I understand, yeah. Here's what I want you to see.
我想大家看到的是，明白的是。
Job shows us.
约伯向我们显示。
What God wants.
神所期待的是什么
？Us to be.
神期待我们成为什么样的人
？And He's not the only one that shows that in Scripture.
他不是唯一在这个圣经里边所出。
It gives us the same description.
神也用
for Simeon and Anna.
神也用这个词来描述西面和那个安娜。
In Luke chapter 2,
在路加福音大概是第二章的。
This is God's goal for us. This is what He wants.
这是神对我们的期待。亚纳和对这个词呢，也用来形容亚纳和这个西面。
But you see, for Job, that walk with God was his number one priority.
对约伯来讲，他最重要的事情就是和神的关系，和神的同行。
That's what really mattered to him.
那是唯一。对他最重要的关系。
And part of the problem is,
但是对我们来讲，有些问题，在于
matter that much to
对我们来讲，跟神的这个同行这个关系
，we become satisfied without that kind of intimate walk with God.
我们好像就是说，虽然我们跟神没有那样亲密的关系，我们好像也挺满足的。
You see, I think Job's constant question was, how close can I get to God?
约伯他一个不断的对他来讲常常经他的问题在于说我怎么样才能跟神更亲近更靠近呢
And I'm pretty sure I've met some Christians whose question is this
但是我肯定是碰到过这样的基督徒
How little can I do and still get to heaven
我能够做的有多少但是能保证我还是进天堂呢
You understand?
你了解到了吧
How far can I stay away from that relationship with God and still manage to get into heaven?
就算说我们跟神的关系能够疏远到什么程度，但是还能保证我，还让我能够进天堂。
Job cared about things that we don't care about very much.
约伯所在意的这个事情是很多是我们没那么在意的。
If you ask Job, what is the most important thing in your life?
如果你问约伯，在你生命中最重要的事情是什么
？I really, really don't think he would have said.
我觉得他肯定不会说。
Let me show you.
让我向你展示。
My 7,000 camels.
让你，你看我这个，我有7,000 羊。
Sheep, sorry.
7,000 羊。
Let me show you my 3,000 camels.
让你看看我的3,000骆驼。
Let me show. I don't even think he would have pointed to his 10 children as the most important thing.
我肯定他可能都不会说你他最重要的事情就是他的10个孩子
The most important thing
这最重要在他的生命中的事情就是
His walk with God
他和神的同行
The opening of Job shows me
约伯的开篇向我展示是
What God wants our relationship with Him to look like.
神所期待我们的跟他的关系是怎么样的。
Now there's two things I want to say about this.
我有两件事情要讲。
Number one,
第一
that can happen only through Christ.
这个只有通过基督才能够有这种关系。
Job did not have this close walk with God because he was just born with this really, really good relationship with God.
约伯之所以跟神有这种关系，不是说生来他就有了跟这个神很亲近的这种关系。
We will have that relationship with God only through Christ.
只有通过基督，我们才能跟神有这种亲密的关系。
However, the other thing that I think we must realize is this.
另外一个但是我们要意识到的另外的一个事情是
When we say that it comes through Christ
当我们都说这个只有通过耶稣我们才能有这种关系的
时候 That does not mean
也不意味着就说
That I'm down here living a life of wickedness
我就是在这个过一个邪恶的生活
I'm cheating my customers
我欺骗我的顾客
I'm cheating on my wife
I'm
lying to everyone around me.
我对周围的人讲谎话。
But I'm covered by Christ, and so God can't see any of that.
但是呢，我被耶稣基督所遮盖，所以是看不到我的这些问题。
This sounds disrespectful.
这样好像看上去挺不尊敬的。
But Jesus is not the cosmic umbrella to allow me to do what I want, and God won't know it.
神不是耶稣基督，不是一把大伞，就是。遮盖着我，我在下边想做什么恶事都可以，然后神都看不到。
When Paul talks about us being in Christ,
当保罗讲到说在基督里的时候
，It is a real transformation that happens.
那是有一个真正的一个更新，一个改变。
It's not a giant umbrella.
那个不是一个大巨大的保护伞。
Under that umbrella, we are genuinely changed.
在那个保护伞之下，我们是真的从里到外的被更新、被改变了。
Paul nowhere writes in Ephesians or any other book.
保罗在他的以弗所或者他任何所写的书信中，他从来没有说过。
In Christ.
在基督里边。
Keep lying.
继续的撒谎。
But now do it in Christ.
但是呢，在基督里边撒谎，他从来没有这么说。
Keep stealing.
你继续的那个偷窃。
But now do it in Christ.
但是你在基督里边偷窃。
Nowhere.
从来他。没有这么说过。
He says,
他说的是
You are in Christ, so let him who stole steal no more.
所以他说因为你在基督里所以你们偷窃的不可再偷。
You are in Christ,
你在基督里边
so don't lie.
所以不能再撒谎。
You are in Christ, so your whole way of living is to be different.
因为你在基督里所以你整个的生活方式都应该不同。
So to wrap up, I know it's almost.
所以我们最后的总结就是
，What God says about Job.
所以神对约伯所评价的
is what He wants to say.
他也是希望能够
about us.
能够他也可以，神也希望能够这样来评价我们每个人。
Not because we become self-righteous jerks.
不是我们变得很自义。
Who think we're better than everyone else.
不是说我们觉得我们比别人都好。
But because.
而是因为。
In humility.
因为在我们的谦卑，在谦卑当
中。Realization that it is entirely, entirely God's grace.
而且完全的意识到我们能有这一切完全是因为神的恩典。
We are allowing God day by day.
我们就允许神每一天。
To correct to those areas.
就把我们生命中的那些方面给我们纠正
of our character
让我更新我们的品格
to transform us
就是把我们改变成
in Christ
在基督里边
to the place
到了一个地步
where we are the people God wants us
我们就成为神说我们想成为的人
and to me
对我来讲
that ought to be an incredibly encouraging and optimisticMessage.
这是对我们非常有鼓励性，也是一个很乐观、很积极的信息。
I can never figure out why people are happier with the idea that the best I can ever hope for is to live a horrible, horrible life but God won't be able to see it.
我就不能想象，也不能理解为什么人会觉得这样子是一个更好的，让他们更幸福呢？就是说我愿意怎么生活就怎么生活，过一个邪恶的生活，但是有耶稣这个保护伞，对我来讲
much happier，
对我来讲更幸福，让我
更高兴的是 and much more biblical， which is more important，
也更符合圣经的
是 to realize that God is working in our lives as we allow Him to do it，
就是当我们允许神的时候，神会在我们的生命中来工作。
To transform us,
更新我们
into what he made Job,
更新我们成为他让约伯成为的那种样子
That to me is incredible.
那对我来讲真的是太棒了
But we have to want it.
但是首先我们必须要愿意想有这个渴慕
We have to let him do that work.
我们得允许神在我们的生命中工作
We have to live in daily obedience.
我们必须在每一天的生活中来顺服神
And here's what it's going to look like.
那看起来会像什么样呢？
I was visiting with someone this week.
我这个星期去探看一个人。
Something happened.
有些他出了有些事情出现发生。
And I'm sitting at lunch with someone talking.
我跟他一起吃午餐。
And I start to tell them this.
我就告诉他们
what happened.
告诉他们发生什么。
And all of a sudden.
他们告诉我发生什么，然后突然之间。
I realized, wait a minute.
我就意识到说等一下。
What I'm going to tell them is true.
我给他们讲的可能都是对都是真的也是对的
but it looks really bad on another Christian what I would tell is looks bad on another Christian
can you keep going
and that person is not here to defend themselves
就是如果我讲的这些可能是真的但是我讲出来的这些话会让另外一个不在场的基督徒
and the person I'm talking to doesn't need to know it
但是那个在那儿的有人他其实不需要知道这个人的事情
and so for me to tell it is sin
所以对我来讲如果我把这个讲出来就是罪
and to my embarrassment because this was for me kind of embarrassing I had to say I'm sorry I can't finish this story
然后令我难看的是就是我给这个对方讲说我不能把这件事情讲出来我不能给你讲这件事儿
My point is this.
我的这个要讲的是
The process of God transforming us into this.
神把我们改变更新成这种样式约伯这种
is going to mean day by day.
就是每一天的生活
Listening to him.
你要聆听神的话语
And when he says
当神对你说
You know, I don't think Job would tell that.
约伯可能不会这么讲不会讲这件事儿
We don't tell it.
所以我们就不去讲这件事情。
When he says, you know, Job wouldn't treat someone that way.
你就说约伯不会这样去对待那个人。
We don't treat him that way.
我们就不会那样去对待那个人。
When God says, this is how I want you to live, we do it.
当神说我想你这样的去生活，我们就按照神的话去生活。
And step by step, God transforms us into what He wants us to be.
然后呢，就是逐渐的每一步一步的，神把我们。转变更新成他所要我们成为的样式
And then this is what's wonderful.
然后最精彩的就是
Will then be like Job will be wealthy?
我们会不会是就会像约伯那么富有
Everything will be wonderful, right?
每件事情都很顺利是不是
No.
不会的
Because back to question one
然后再回到我们所问的第一个
Is Job's wealth evidence?
约伯的财富
Proof
是不是就证明
that God was happy with him?
神对他很高兴呢
How many say yes?
多少人说是的
How many say no?
多少人说不是的
What an incredible class, 100% It's amazing, absolutely astounding
大家真的是太棒的一个课
Read chapter 3 this week
所以 3 to 7, right?
Actually, just read through 3That's as far as I'm going to get next
这个星期呢就回去读第三章就好了
Next week I'm going to continue on this handout and go into chapter 3
下个星期呢我们就继续的看这个第二课刚才发的这个讲义
Let's pray
让我们一起祷告
Dear God, thank you for your goodness to us
神啊感谢你对我们的美善
Thank you for your mercy on us
感谢你对我们的怜悯
When so many times we have failed to be what you want us to be.
当我们有这么多的时候，我们就是没有成为你所要我们成为的样子。
But God, would you keep working on us?
求你继续在我们的生命中工作。
Keep shaping us.
继续的来塑造我们。
Don't let us be satisfied with less than what you want for us.
让我们不要就是满足于我你就是这个那个不好的状态，那个不够完美的状态。
But give us a hunger to be like you.
在我们的心里有一种渴慕。
And to let you transform us.
让我们心里渴慕你能够来更新改变我们。
To be people who walk close to you.
就是成为能够跟你更紧密的同行的人。
And to who knows